Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 574. I'm producer Gerald. And today, as always, I'm joined by Ryan Walt.
Good brisk morning.
Good cold morning, yes.
Yep. It's a little frosty out. 4 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Four. Single digit four. I'm going to assume that this building I'm in, where I'm recording, is probably high 40s, maybe very low 50s. I just want everybody to know what I do for them.
Yeah, not fun at all.
The commitment that I make. Now, could I go in the house and do it? Yes, but everything was already set up out here.
Mm-hmm. This is where you're going to be recording in the future anyway.
Right. I think it's important that, for consistency purposes, I recorded inside for a long time, but you get in a rhythm. And I think part of, my new rhythm is I come out here, I sit in the same chair, everything's in the same position. Mm-hmm. It's important for me when I record to be comfortable and not to be like distracted by a thing.
Right.
And so, for that purpose, I'm out here in the frigid cold.
Yeah, we had about a week's worth of cold, and we're going to get a week's worth of rain.
Mm-hmm. Those two mix well. Everybody knows that.
Yep. But it's supposed to be like in the 40s, 50s, 60s with the rain.
Now, I've got a hoodie on. I've got my heated jacket on. I've got a thin set of gloves on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm comfortable. Well, let me rephrase that. I'm on the cold side of comfortable. I'm not like shaking in my boots.
Yeah. Now, do you have boots on?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I wouldn't have done that if not. I don't want to offend all the boot people. But I'm booted up, so it's fine.
Me, I have socks, pajama bottoms, and a t-shirt on.
Yeah, so I'm socks, sleep pants, t-shirt, hoodie, heated jacket, I have a hat on. And then I have boots on, thin set of gloves.
Thin set of gloves. Now, when you're not using your hands, are your hands in your pockets?
It depends.
Right now?
No. They're out. They're free.
Okay.
I'm not very animated with my hands, but I do like to have them accessible because sometimes you'll say something or I'll think of something, and I like to be able to grab my phone and look up whatever is sparked.
Now, those gloves you have, are they the touchscreen compatible?
Yeah. Yeah. So I got a pair of ASICS running gloves.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have the finger and the thumb that are smartphone compatible. They're really thin. What they do is just like keep the chill off your hand.
Right. They're like bike gloves, like riding bike.
They're really thin. I don't know what riding bike gloves are.
Oh, they're really thin like that.
If the camera didn't lock up, I would show you. They're just very thin gloves. They're basically like spandex. They've got one row of grippies in the middle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like that. No, not those. See the one with a slash running across it down there with the big ASICS logo to the left of that one. They look kind of like that, but they're not that thick. I mean, these babies look like they're made. They're just almost like a latex glove that is fabric.
Yeah, that's what some of the bike riding gloves are made like that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a few of those.
Yeah, so that's they just keep the chill off, but I like them because I feel like I have full access to all my fingers and feeling. I've had them for a long time. They actually have a small tear in them, so I don't wear them much anymore, but they're good for something like this because, like I said, if I want to grab my phone and look something up or even using the mouse on the laptop, the fingers still work.
Yeah, I think I like those. Those are good.
Pair down there?
Yeah.
They're basically those, I think, because mine have the little clips and everything. They're just a different pattern. They're very thin.
Whoever designed the fingerprint thing to be able to use.
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah, that was a good idea.
Good with me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are the ideas that build a fortune, right? The ideas that we're like, oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
we would be able to need to use our phones with gloves on.
Yeah, because when I ride that bike in the spring and fall, I have to use the gloves and I have the phone phone holder like on the bike, so I have to grab it and touch it. And if someone's calling, swipe it, because I don't do the earbuds.
Yeah, Gerald has an e-bike for anybody giving him too much credit right now.
I have multiple. I have an e-bike, a mountain bike, and a road bike.
He's on that one where he's not pedaling, though.
No, this one you have to pedal.
A little bit.
Yeah. You can only ride, I think it's 50 miles, about 50 miles, with just the...
You're not riding 50 miles.
No, I'm not. But I still pedal.
Mm-hmm.
Because you go faster when you pedal with the electric.
That's like you try to tell me you're running stairs and I find out you're on an escalator, though.
Oh, yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, it's sort of working out, but not really.
Yeah, when you go up three flights of them.
What if you had a, would you do a moped?
Oh, hell yeah, I want a moped so bad.
Yeah, you want an old one or a new one?
A new one. I don't want nobody's ball juice and stuff on it.
So you're not, I don't know if you know how mopeds work, but you don't want like, there's not like an aesthetic you're trying to get. Like you don't love a classic, like.
Nah.
You just want something to get A and B.
Yeah. Just give it A and B.
Yeah.
That's what the electric bike was for, but a moped would be pretty cool.
Because some of the vintage mopeds are awesome.
Like that.
Yeah. Which, that's a new one. That's just a knockoff. Mm-hmm. Why can't I think of the expensive brand right now?
I don't know.
Type in expensive moped.
My wife won't let me. I would have got a moped last year, but my wife wouldn't get it.
I look, nobody searches for
Vespa.
Vespa, yeah. Vespas are awesome.
That one actually looks pretty cool.
Yeah, doesn't that look awesome?
I like red. Now, I don't like that red one. I like the white one more than the red.
Now, does she not feel like that would be more safe than the e-bike?
No, where she works, she gets to see a lot of the reports of wrecks, and there's a lot of mopeds. So that's what scares her.
Is there not a lot of bike accidents?
No. Oh, look at that. I like that.
See, you can go get like those today. See, like those don't interest me though. I get what the point of them.
Yeah, it looks like a motorcycle.
Yeah, that's a BMW. But I like that classic styling of the Vespa. Look at that one you're on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are cool as hell.
If this one was there and it was at a decent price, I mean, I would grab. I just won't really want to go to A and B.
What if it was like 30 years old, though, and it had the ball juice?
No, I don't know. I don't want an old classic like that. I found one for like $200. It was old, like vintage. Not vintage, but it was like 90s look.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I was like, no, it was just too beat up.
Yeah. You're very particular about your things.
Yeah.
Now, what about like a... What about like a scooter like they ride in Nashville?
I got one of those for work.
And you don't like that?
No, I do like it because I grab it and I jump on it from my office to the bathroom, which is a good 50 yards away.
You wear a helmet? No, not there, but no. You wear a helmet on the e-bike?
Yeah, you have to in Tennessee. It's illegal.
It's the law. You could say it.
It's the law.
If you rode a scooter from the house, like a powered scooter from the house to work, would you wear a helmet?
Yes. Because it's still the law.
Look at that badass thing.
So this green one?
No, two over.
This?
Boom. With a cab and for the wintertime.
Yeah, I've looked at those. You can get those from China. For around
that right there. That's from AliExpress. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's a Hot Wheel.
Yeah. For $800 to like $1,000.
You just have to see when it shows up. Yeah, $6,000 shipping and customs.
Mm-hmm.
That one don't have doors though. That's just a golf cart.
Yeah, I would drive a golf cart. Just something, just different.
I got a golf cart. Did I talk about this?
Yeah, you talked about the golf cart.
Okay, I want to make. Yeah, I got one. It's cold though. Like you couldn't ride it right now unless you got a cab and you need to put a heater in it. I mean, it'd turn into a whole situation.
So I used to have a moped when I lived on Fort Campbell and when I was in high school in 9th and 10th grade, and it looked like this, which is black.
Would you do a pink one now?
Nah, not pink.
This one's bright pink, like yeah. Barbie pink.
Then
some of these are awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I got like
they have the fold up like suitcase ones too that you could bring into work.
Mm-hmm.
It was up top on the screen here when you first did. There's like that suitcase one. Go all the way to the top.
Yeah.
Yeah, that white one right there. 950. You just bring it in, sit it beside your desk.
Yep. It probably doesn't go that fast.
How fast do you need to go?
At least a roadway, so 35 and max.
That's a Honda.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it does go fast enough.
Where it doesn't say how fast.
I don't think that was a Honda. I think that was a knockoff.
Mm-hmm. It says Acura, but
all the same. Would you put a little basket on the front? See, I have one like that I bought like for $10. It got backed over by a car, and I thought I could fix it.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't fix it. That class is a vintage Honda one for everybody that can't see, which is everybody.
Right. Yeah. No, I don't. I'm not a basket. I don't need a basket on.
Well, if you need to carry something though.
It's a lot of them have that where you lift the seat up and you can put stuff in there.
But with a basket, you can carry even more.
Yeah, I have a basket on my e-bike. Put my book bag on and strap it.
Yeah, so why wouldn't you put a basket on the scooter? Oh, what's that black one all the way to the right?
This?
Yeah.
Jesus. That looks like you can go 100 miles an hour.
Looks like you could fit 17 people on it, too. It may not be long, but it looks long. There's that one.
Mm-hmm.
And Honda.
Oh, this is the best though. This is the BMW.
Oh yeah, how much do you think that bitch is? 20,000? This is the world's most expensive moped.
Oh no, 12,000.
Oh, you write him a check for that.
Oh shit, you got that.
No. Did not hear about the golf cart ball.
Well,
that's sexy, that Vespa Electra.
Yeah, look at the blue going down.
Yeah, click on that for me. I like scoop that up.
8,000.
All right, we'll back out of there for me.
45.
You can do that one, 45 miles an hour. You got to log in now. You're part of the community.
I don't like
if I was going to buy one, I would buy a Vespa. You get killed riding out here where I am.
Oh, yeah, you would. Ooh, look at this one.
Yeah, that's cool, too.
High tech.
That's a Honda.
Mm-hmm.
Honda's hard in the moped game.
Yeah.
I think they call them scooters. I don't think they call them mopeds.
Scooters, mopeds. I think it's depends on just where you go. Oh, this is one of the ones I almost got, but I changed my mind.
Yeah, that looks cheap.
Yeah, it's 50 cc's. It's only like $350.
Now, that one's gas. Do you want an electric?
I would like to get an electric.
Yeah, for the Earth or because they're just more sneaky?
Easier. I don't have to worry about trying to stop at a gas station. I can just charge at the house. Yeah.
Like a douchebag at a gas station with a moped. No offense
mm-hmm.
to anybody listening. It's like, what are you doing though? You know?
Yeah. There's people that ride mopeds all up and down my road.
Yeah.
At least four or five.
This is Moped Monday. Mm-hmm. Gerald and Ryan. Man, you imagine doing a whole show about mopeds every week?
Ooh. You probably could if you just pick a moped and start talking about the one.
If you were like in the moped scene, you could.
Oh, yeah,
you could talk about accessories. You could talk about, I'm sure there's like clubs and communities.
Mm-hmm.
There's fucking, if it doesn't matter what it is, if you're into it, there's a group of people who are also into it.
Right. Here you go. Here's the one. This is a vintage moped scooter. It's got the little hard thing in the back. It's got the rack.
Oh,
in the
it's
front.
Got the basket.
Yeah.
That thing is awesome. That's new though.
Yeah, it's 150 cc's. That thing's probably $8,000.
I'm going to say 4,900.
Oh, you're close, 4,000.
Well, it's from saferwarehouse.wholesale.com, so I can almost guarantee you that it's.
Oh, it says it was on sale for 12, what, 2,000? Yeah.
Yeah, it's 1,900.
There you go. Get Mr. Moneybags to buy us all scooters.
Let me tell you about this bitch. He spends money on everything.
Yeah.
If I even talk about a game, he'll go buy it just in case. And then we talked about it last week. Friend of the show, Patman's like, I really want to play this VR game. Mm-hmm. Dungeons of Eternity. So I'm like, hey, are you going to get that game that friend of the show, Patman, wants to play? He goes, no, because we always spend money on games that we don't ever play them. I'm like, just get it. I mean, don't be a dig bag. We always get games to play with each other.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm not getting it. It's just a waste of money. And he like drew a line in the sand, which is when you and I talked, and I was like, I guess he's not going to play.
Yeah.
And then me and friend of the show, Patman, played, and that game is awesome. It was a real blasty blast.
Mm-hmm.
And we get done, and he said, I wish he would get it. And I said, he's not going to, because he's drawing a line in the sand.
Yeah.
And friend of the show, Patman, bought the fucking game for him. Oh. And I have a problem with that. A problem with it because he wastes money on everything else, but he wouldn't buy this game. And now he forced Patman to buy it for him. And Patman's cheap like you are. So I know it probably hurt Patman's soul.
Damn. Because he wanted someone to play.
So because it's made for up to three players.
Right.
So now here's the situation they've started and why this is why I'm upset at him. Because now, in theory, if we were to play something new, he should return the favor and buy Patman a game.
Mm-hmm.
Where does it stop? They just buying each other games forever?
Yeah.
He buys his. They just buy each other's back and forth. That's annoying. Especially because he could have got the game cheaper than what Patman had to pay for it because he already owned it. He can't use the referral code to get a discount. When you buy as a gift, if you already own it, you have to buy it at full price.
Oh, no.
So he didn't even get a discount. So, shout out to Patman for enabling. Shout out for the show Marshall 205 for just drawing a weird line in the sand and screwing up all of our friendships. It was like having three cheap friends for a while. Anyways, that game is super fun. It's a dungeon crawler, first person like dungeon crawler. It seems to be somewhat procedurally generated. The maps kind of recycle every whatever half hour. It's spooky as hell. So, you know, a lot of time you're fighting in just an open world.
Mm-hmm.
And you're given a back weapon, which could be like something of range. So some sort of bow that has magical powers or like a bow and arrow or like a bow staff or a there's probably even long swords eventually, but it's something of length. And then on each side you have like a secondary right and left weapon. And so like I have a sword on my left. I have an axe on my right, which can also be thrown, and then I have the bow on the back. And there's something awesome about, like, friend of the show, Marshall 205, is up close and personal with the axe. He's in the role that I'm normally in.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times Patman is, too. But I'll pull that bow back, and I'll just tag whoever they're fighting right in the head and watch them fall to their feet while they're fighting them, which is awesome. There's also a thing that happens where, like, they'll hit the guy right when I go to release and my arrow will miss because the enemy stumbles back. And then I'll pull it back again. And then I get tacked from the back because while I'm focusing on them, something snuck up behind me.
Is this it? Dungeons of Eternity?
That's it.
Okay. Just making sure I'm looking at the right game.
Yeah. And so like there's stuff going on everywhere and, you know, it's constantly like, oh, watch your back. Hey, turn around. Hey, he's behind you. And like, you know, I'll call out, watch somebody's back. They'll spin around. And right when they do, my arrow gets there and like takes their head off and saves their life.
Mm.
And then there was a moment the first night we played where I told for the show, Patman, I said, watch your back. And I drew the arrow back, let it go. He spun around right when it did. It took his head off. And I was like, I saved your life. Then he looks at me and throws the axe. And I thought he was just messing around. There was one behind me.
Oh, shoot.
And he stuck the axe in his head and killed it. And it was like a totally like non-scripted moment that just happened to work out that way.
You see like movies and stuff.
Yeah, it was such a movie scene. It felt like a movie. Because one of those things where we were like laughing about, I was like laughing about me saving his life, and then he immediately saved mine, which I had no idea was in danger. It looks good. It is free flow movement, which I was a little worried about, but I have felt no nausea or anything. Which, when I play VR a lot, I don't have any issues. The problem is I haven't played a lot of VR because I was dealing with the great strap fiasco of 2023.
Right. So how did it work?
Great.
Okay, no issues.
New strap is great. Good. Works as advertised. I had more than enough battery life last night to play. We played two nights in a row, like 3 hour sessions, and no issues.
Good.
So I'm pleasantly happy with the purchase of that game, and I bought it myself. So let's do what you want with that.
Right.
I also started Dave the Diver. Now, I've wanted to play Dave the Diver for a hot ass minute. Let me tell you the problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want anybody to take this as a negative. It's on PC and Mac, which I don't really have a good way to play that. I could play it on my Mac, but that seems like a weird thing to be at my desk playing.
Right.
The only other option is Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, anyone that's listened for the last 2 years knows I don't talk about Switch very much, and that's because I ain't playing it very much.
Right.
So I'm like once a week checking to see if this thing's coming to PS5. And it just doesn't seem like it. I think it was made by a small Korean developer, and it just seems like they're on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is awesome, though.
Yeah, it's exactly
what I thought it was. It is a resource management adventure game. So you jump in a procedurally generated blue hole, you go down, and you literally, like, harpoon fish or stab fish to collect them, to take them back to your sushi bar where you're a server at night. And so harder to catch fish are worth more money in the restaurant. They also are harder to catch. They take longer. You have to watch your oxygen. You have to watch your depth. You have to watch the fish that attack you. And so you're trying to balance all those things when you're in the water. Like, how deep can I go? How much time do I go? You know, do I have? What fish are around? What fish sell the most? What am I in demand for? Then you go back to the restaurant. The chef prepares it. It turns into like a Diner Dash simulator.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the right amount of everything. I downloaded the demo. I didn't buy it. I downloaded the demo, and I get in there, and I'm like, I play the first little bit, and I'm like, I get it, but I don't love it. Next thing I know, it's like, hey, the demo's over, jackass. You've played it all the way to where you need to buy it.
Oh, shoot.
It just like snuck up on me.
Mm-hmm.
I played the first level. I was like, yeah, it's kind of neat. Like, I don't know if it has its hooks in me. And then like 2 hours later, it's like, hey, buy this.
And then you buy it.
And I didn't buy it yet, but I'm going to. I really enjoyed myself.
Yeah, when I was on my Christmas vacation, I had it downloaded and I played maybe 5 minutes of it. And I wasn't feeling it at the moment.
Same. That's how I felt about it too at the beginning, because it throws a lot at you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, this is how you do this. This is how you do that. This is how you do it. And I'm like, I just want to play the game. And then I'm playing the game and I'm like, oh, the game doesn't have much going on. But then you realize it kind of does.
Yeah.
Mm. And I understand the hype.
Right. Now, are you going to get it because of the Dredge DLC?
That's the thing I think that's pushing me over the top. You know, I already wanted it. Mm-hmm. It's a game I've talked about for a while. But now for it to tie into, for sure, what was my game of the year last year.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like, you know, we've been playing a lot of Party Animals, and then Party Animals teases they're putting Cult of the Lamb in there. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Why are all the things I love crossing over right now?
Yeah.
The Lamb just came out too, and I got him in Party Animals, and he's fucking awesome also. And it makes me want to go back and play Party Animals. I mean, the marketing's real.
Yeah.
Because Dave the Diver made me want to play Dredge. Dredge made me want to play Dave the Diver. Party Animals is now making me want to go back and do the stuff in Cult of the Lamb, because they just had that update we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get it. Yeah, I'm going to buy Dave the Diver probably today, because I'm probably going to fuck with it today.
Did you ever print out the Dredge boat, the 3D?
No. I don't think we found one that I thought was good enough. Is that it? That's
close.
Big.
It's that's close. Biggest. Yeah. I think it's because you're zoomed in.
You're probably right. There's a couple things I see that are off of that. That looks so good. Mm-hmm. I want them just to sell one.
Yeah.
I just want to buy one. And then I'm going to get even more crazy. I want them to sell one that comes with like different attachments that I can like snap into place. Like a peg for where the engine goes, a peg for, mm-hmm. you know, where I can put the poles or where I can put the net.
Yeah, 3D.
Yeah, Dredge is so good. I may look into that. Mm-hmm. You know, the boat that everybody prints to gauge their, is that purple one right there to gauge their printers? He had already is sort of Dredge-like.
Yeah, it is.
His name is Benchy.
Benchy. Look at this one. Oh, that's a Lego one.
That is so good.
That's a Lego mock.
It's a little fucked up at the back, but it's so good. Man, if they did a bigger one and they put that the light up front,
mm-hmm.
like the way that one's kind of mocked up. Dredge is such a little treat of a game.
Yeah, and everybody, when I talk to like gamers at work, the cops that game, they talk about like, hey, man, what do you play? What do you play? He's like, man, I'm trying to find something to play. And I was like, well, play this. And I always bring up Dredge.
Now, do you bring it up knowing a lot of people won't like it?
Yep. Yeah, it's just like selling. If you tell 10 people, you might get two. But if you tell only two people, you might get none.
My whole life has been telling people about a game that I know they won't play.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I love, though, about games is when it hits. I remember I told you about Dredge, and you were like, eh. You wouldn't even buy it. You borrowed mine.
Mm-hmm.
You loved it so much after you beat it, you bought it.
Yep.
When that hits, when that happens, when something like that happens with somebody, I'm like, this is, for me, that's like what this industry is about.
Yep. I just took the wrapper off. Was it Friday? Thursday or Friday?
Yeah. Like, when that happens, when you, like, when something sneaks up on you and you get in there and you're like, you know, this is all. I even remember when you first started it, you were like, oh, yeah, it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing you know, you're like balls deep.
Yeah, playing it every day.
That Dave the Diver effect that I just had where I'm like, yeah, I kind of mm-hmm. get it, but it's not for me. And then it's like, hey, bud, you've done played so long, the demo's over.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm just getting started. The restaurant's got to open tonight.
Does your file, I wonder if your file save, like your save state comes over.
It better because inside the game, it tells you, like, it gives you the option to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be a little pissy if it doesn't. I'm going to be fine, but I'm going to be a little pissy. Yeah, what a good crossover. The Dredge thing is no doubt what's finally pushing me over the edge with Dave the Diver.
Yeah.
And the fact that I just don't feel like it's ever coming to PS5. I'm sure the second I finish it, it'll be announced.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'll do? I'll buy it and then not play it, but I'll buy it to have it because I like it.
Right.
And I'll put it right next to my Dredge case for my hot, hot ocean boat action.
Yep.
3 million in global sales for PC and Switch. That's crazy.
And that was as of January 3rd.
That is crazy.
Yep. Trying to see if there's any new.
Do they have a no, they don't link to their website. Is that it?
Yep.
Mint Rocket, my bad. That's who made it. See if you can just search for Mint Rocket. See if I made that up. I think they're Korean. Our relentless focus is on the enjoyment of gameplay. That sounds not English.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they've got a tab up top, right below the picture of Dave the Diver over there to the right. There you go. The one above it is clickable.
There's Japanese. Korean.
Korean.
Yep.
Are they under the Nexon umbrella?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I read that they were Korean, and it's a small team, and they were kind of like on to the next thing, is why people didn't think that Dave the Diver would come to everything. Now, I'm sure at some point it'll get ported over, even if they use a port house. They have three games.
Well, look, you look at Dave the Diver, and then look at the – it's like, okay, you go from that to looking at these games.
Maybe they went in the opposite order. I don't know. I don't know what Wake Runners is. It's very post-apocalyptic.
Yep. Then
Nakwan?
Yep. Zombie game.
Looks subpar.
Yep. All right. So what else have you been playing?
I think that is it. So Party Animals, Dave the Diver, and then VR. And in VR, it's been all Dungeons of Eternity. I have so much ready to play. I was looking last night. I have 58 titles for the Meta Quest 3, and then I have 50 titles installed.
Oof.
And so I have so much to play. Now, a lot of that can't be beat. It's a keep playing over and over situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm going to be in VR a lot now that my headset strap is in. I'll tell you one more thing that chaps my ass before we move on to you.
Mm-hmm.
I bought the Logitech headset for the Quest 2, the nice over-the-ear, really nice headset.
Yeah.
Like $100 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They market it as a Quest headset because it comes with a little short cable that's just long enough to make it to the front. So that way you don't have any danglies touching you.
Right.
These bastards at Meta flip the headset jack to the other side. And the headset has a right and a left, which is important in a game like Dungeons of Eternity, because I hear the thing on the side that it's on.
Right.
Yeah, it's that black headset right there. So then last night, I had to use the dangly, which kept touching me. And I'll be honest, I didn't miss that. It breaks the immersion. See that cord there? It's not even that long. Dude, that cord is like tight when it runs from the side to over there. It's made for the Quest. But now it's on the other side. It's not long enough to reach.
Oh, no.
So it does come with a longer cord. It does come with the other attachments where you could hook it up to other consoles. So I have the cord that made it longer, but that thing touched me all night long and bothered me.
Right, because you thought a spider was crawling on you or something.
It just breaks the immersion a little bit. So I'm going to have to get online and see if there's a good solution. But here's the thing. It's either got to be tight or it's got to come with clips to go around there because I don't want it to touch me.
Mm-hmm.
So a little disappointed that Meta was like, you know what we ought to do? We ought to flip these for some purpose. It doesn't matter. And everybody else can just get fucked.
Yeah. So I normally play when I play, I've hooked some earbuds inside the controller and run the wires. Well, I normally use my Samsung ones that I have that are really good. Well, I took those cords off, and when I was in the bedroom and I had them plugged into my phone, I was watching YouTube or something. So I had another set out there, and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to use these. I'm not going to walk back to the bedroom to get the Samsung ones. So I put them in, and I had them in opposite direction. I kept on like looking around as I was playing, like, why the fuck is this all messed up? What is going on? Because these ones just go in any ear. It's not like formed to the right ear or the left ear.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was getting so confused. I was getting so mad. I took them out, and I'm looking, and I'm like, I got them switched around. I switched them around, and it was fine. But it bothered me so bad.
And for anyone who hasn't had the opportunity to play with the Quest, it has built-in speakers.
Mm-hmm.
It does have good audio. But to really get, like for me, I can still hear a lot around me. Those over-the-ears do a good job of blocking it out and giving me really good audio.
Yeah.
So it just helps me feel even more like I'm in it. But it does have a good sound. You don't have to buy anything to play with it.
Yeah, I'm thinking about trying these because these are really good. Next time I play.
A lot of people like those little ones that hang down, that snap on, all those little bitty disc ones that you see there.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people speak highly of those, but I haven't messed with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Logitech. They had a really shitty rating, too.
Yep. see what Best Buy's rating. 95 reviews, 9.25.
It's a 4.25. The other one was a 3.8.
Yeah, it depends on where you go.
That's for the Quest 2. Would you do that one?
Nah. I like the earbud.
Yeah. Logitech makes that blue over-the-ear one right there, or in-ear one, all the way to the right. Yeah, that was made for Quest 2. Like, it's branded for Quest.
And see, that's the kind of like I had in my ear, but not that. It was just another brand.
I think it has a short... Click on that one. I think it has a short cord. Like, there's some reason they say that's for Quest. It looks like every other headset I've ever, or earbuds I've ever seen. Oh, see, they're short.
Yeah.
See how little that is?
Mm-hmm.
Would you do something like that?
Yeah. Oh, there it is right there. You can see it.
That's cool.
Look, this just looks like the one you have.
That is the one I have. Yeah. It's Logitech also. Those are cool.
Mm-hmm.
So what have you played?
Fallout 76. I jumped into GTA to get the free car. Got that. And then I've been playing all of God of War.
How's that going?
Still going. I'm like wishing to be done, but.
That's what everybody wants out of their game, for someone to wish they'd be done halfway through.
Yeah, I think I'm at like 65%. I mean, as I said, the story's got, it has me going, because I'm like wondering what's going on, because the whole story is like you're going after Odin, and is Odin good or bad? Then you think he's bad the whole time, then you meet Odin, it's like, oh, he is actually pretty good. Then you go back to, it's like, okay, is he bad? Is he good? What's going on?
You know, I never finished 2018 God of War.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Ragnarok came out, I'm like, I just don't. I know me well enough. I still need to start Zelda.
Yeah.
I still need to start Tears of the Kingdom.
If for me, I would recommend anybody do not play Ragnarok unless you played the first, because they reference the first game so much. You go to the same areas and no reference. Oh, remember when you battled this person? You fought this. Oh, remember we did this here? And, oh, this brings back memories with this. And there's so much. Like, because it's really a part two. Like, mm-hmm. it just happens like a couple years later.
So I have Zelda. I have Spider-Man 2. Like, I have games that I really want to play, mm-hmm. a lot more than God of War that I haven't played. So there's no hope I play God of War.
Right. So that's all I played. I didn't play no VR, no Switch, nothing.
You got to get into the VR.
I know. And then we played our gamer night.
Oh, yeah.
The multiplayer game night. Earlier, we started back up this week, and I picked Zombie Army 4.
Yep.
Zombie Army 4, which is a game I've already played before.
You played it beat.
Yeah, played a beat a long time ago.
Yeah. It is, I went back after and watched some Sniper Elite gameplay. Very similar.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an arcade shooter, team-based, like squad-based arcade shooter is almost how I would describe it.
Yeah.
With a heavy focus on sniping. I went in expecting not to have fun, and it's not a game I would ever play by myself, but I had an okay time.
Yeah.
I don't feel like anyone had a bad time. It's just, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure, not knowing, but I'm pretty sure it's just level after level of what we just did.
Yeah, it just gets harder and harder to add new... another newer zombie that does something each time.
I'll say this about me, though. I've always been an up-close and personal kind of guy. In every game we ever play, I'm always the guy that's in the shit.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if as I'm getting older, I'm just settling down for a little distance, a little range. Because in that game, I also just exclusively snipe.
Yeah, you started going to the beginning, like running out in front of everybody. Then you started slowly hanging back some.
And then I have the highest accuracy because I'm not just out there just shooting everything. I'm just standing back, taking my shots.
Mm-hmm.
Better than Batman. And then same thing in Dungeons of Eternity. It's like I get the most kills by far, but I'm just standing in the corner just popping folks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're up in the shit and they're blocking sword strikes. And I mean, they're doing cool stuff and it looks like a blast. I'm just back there picking them off, slow and methodical, you know.
But wait till we get to these guys.
Yeah, they got a helmet on.
Yeah, you have to shoot
sniping hard.
Yeah, you have to shoot the helmet off to kill them.
that's fine. I'm a good shot. So, but yeah, that was game night, week one. Like I said, I didn't have a bad time, which is rare for a shooter for me. It's also a third person shooter, which is helpful. Mm-hmm. Obviously, sniping zooms into first person when you scope, but the rest of the time you're in third person. It doesn't have a jump button, which I don't love.
Yeah.
But I like most of the controls felt okay to me.
I wanted to pick a game that we can complete, you know, like we did. We beat Turtles. Like we went all the way.
You think we can complete this?
Yeah, I think we can beat this. We got pretty far in the first night. I think maybe week three, we could possibly.
Well, that would be cool. You may have to watch the time. Like if you know there's like only an hour of gameplay left, you may have to cut week three short.
I'll just pick another game to play for, or we might go back to another game that we've already played just to waste a week.
Does that have any kind of like horde mode or anything?
Yeah, it does.
We could always do that too.
Yeah, it's apparently the horde mode is like crazy. It's fun.
Yeah, so there's options.
Yeah.
It's a controversial pick because you already beat it.
Yeah, but I'm not but everyone's played like what was it, the game that Patman picked, that the one where the aliens were coming down.
Dark Defense Force. But we only played it 1 week, and it's only because he wanted us to experience it.
Yeah. And then you played Star Trek Online.
That is the first game that we've ever played that someone has beat.
Yeah.
That we stuck with. I know Patman's beat Earth Defense Force, but he literally just had us play it to experience it.
Well, no, didn't someone play Turtles and beat Turtles before?
Oh, I guess we beat Turtles, yes.
Yeah.
Both of us beat Turtles. Yeah, Turtles has DLC too. Hmm. That I would like everybody to play, but everybody has to buy it. So it's like $8 and that's probably not fair.
We'll just get Patman to buy everybody.
See what you started, Patman? It didn't have to be this way.
Right.
But now when I need a little something, I'll shoot you a text.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to get into some news? I got some stuff. Unless you got anything else.
No, that's it. We already ran long. And also, I don't know if you know or not, I can't feel my legs anymore.
Oh, shoot. All right. So actually, there's really not too much PlayStation news this week. Let me pull it out. Just a couple things really quick. PlayStation Plus Extra is losing about 10 games from the PS4 next month. If you want to get these games, I'll grab them. Tacoma, Resident Evil 7, Biohazard, Tekken 7, Ace Combat 7, which I thought was a fun. I'll play that game. Aninokai, Lost Fear, I Am Setsuna, Thomas Was Alone. That's a game you played a long time ago, right?
That game is so old.
Yeah. Hue, a popular game, in Lost Worlds, Beyond Pain. So if you want any of these games, apply them or at least download them so you'll have them. Next one. Here's this one. So I guess there were some issues with people not understanding how the Sony, this article here is about Last of Us 2 remastered on the PlayStation 5. If you already own the game on PlayStation 4, you can upgrade it. The game for $10 to the PlayStation 5 version. Well, people were buying the PlayStation 5 version and realizing they already had the PlayStation 4. So Sony's went back and refunded everybody like the $40, which I thought.
You think
they're
cool. Confused because every game is different?
Yeah.
I mean, why can we not get at this far into it? Why is there not a simple answer on how we do this?
Mm-hmm. Like if you go and physically buy the game, you come back, you try to install it, and it should tell you, hey, you already own this game or something.
Yeah, there's no way with all the technology and all the tracking they do of what I do that they can't be like, hey, do you mean to buy this for 60 or 70 instead of 10?
Yeah.
I don't know. They have created this.
Yes.
Also, are you going to play that game again?
Yeah.
I'm definitely not, but I hope it looks good.
So we're going to do some Xbox and we'll go back to Sony, like a small Sony one. So Xbox had a developer direct.
Yep.
And they announced a few games, which I don't play Xbox, but I watched a few of the trailers on some of these games.
Yeah.
There's one's called Avowed. It's coming out launching fall 2024. Then another one, Senua's Saga Hellblade 2, which I know a lot of people like Hellblade.
God, this game has been in development forever.
There's one is Visions of Mana.
Nothing for me.
Yeah, I think I watched a trailer on that one a long time ago. Aura, History Untold. That one looks really cool.
Yeah, it's neat looking.
Indiana Jones, I think, was like the big one everyone's going crazy over.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm sure it will be decent.
Mm-hmm. The game is called Indiana Jones and the Great Circle, if you want to look it up.
It is produced by Todd Howard. Machine Games is making it. Troy Baker does the voice of Indiana Jones. We'll see. It looks good. I would entertain it, especially because it'll be on Game Pass.
Yeah.
The
direct comparison will be the people who played Uncharted and Tomb Raider. Is this going to live up to that?
Yeah.
And then they did some other stuff talking about Diablo 4's developer and Elder Scrolls.
There's another game. I didn't watch all this. There's another game. I wish I could remember the name of it. There's another one that looks like a game that we would play. Can you do, I know this is their site, but can you just do like all announced?
Yeah.
They put that fucking dumb underscore in the name. There you go. Yeah, go and let them cookies. Literally, it just looks like they copied.
Yep.
Let me see if I can find it real quick while you're looking also. I know that this is good listening, but it looks like it's just the press release that people are pulling from.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here.
We're looking. Sorry, guys.
Did I make this up?
Everyone has the same exact games every place I go to. Redfall, Minecraft Legends.
That's old. That's from last year.
Okay. 2023s.
I don't know.
You thought you saw another game?
I thought I read an article about another game. Like I said, I didn't watch everything. Maybe I made it up, though. Or maybe it was just announced and it's not tied into this.
Yeah, maybe.
The problem I have is I don't know what it's called. We can keep going. We'll just move on.
Okay. All right. So, next one. Everyone but me has Xbox. So I want to go over some Xbox stuff. Games coming to Game Pass. Let me see what I can find. What is it? Anuchard, Brotato. That looks funny, but especially with the name. Go Mecha Ball, Pal World. Was it P3, Persona 3 Loaded, The Turnip Boy, and then F1 23. Power World, what was that one? Persona 3 Reloaded was the one.
Well, I'll be honest with you, I don't give a shit about any of that.
Yeah, me neither. But then
it's a rough-ass list.
This one's interesting. So free day plays that have some popular titles, I would say. One Piece, Pirate Warriors 4, AEW's Wrestling, Fight Forever, Makeway, and then UFC 5, which... UFC 5, AEW Wrestling, and then One Piece. Those are three big, like, brands.
Yeah.
I know most of those games have already been out for a while, but they're giving them away for free.
Are they free, or do you just get to play them for a little while?
Well, you play them for a while. Enough to probably beat them. Because you get them the free day plays, so a week, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to jump into some Minecraft news real quick. Minecraft and Planet Earth 3 have come up and teamed up for the DLC together. So they have all kinds of cool shark seals. Buffalo, wolves, ducks, alligators, cheetahs, deer. So if you wanted to play, like you want to see more of realistic animals in the world, you can download this DLC and you have the shark costume too.
All I'm thinking is that the farm's not big enough.
Yep.
Which is it's pretty- called Minecraft Education.
Yep.
Planet Earth 3. Perspectives.
Which Minecraft's still going. They're adding different stuff in there.
What is Minecraft Education?
I guess to teach.
Is it like the school edition?
I don't know.
I wonder if it's different than the actual game. I think it takes the creepers out of it.
Yeah. Probably. None, it's just only this.
Yeah. Interesting. I think it's cool. All
right. Next article. There was an issue going on with Remedy and Rockstar having arguments over the logos.
And yeah, because they all own the letter R.
Yeah, and apparently they resolved it, and it's all taken over. I guess this was going on for a while, but I didn't talk about it at all in our news. Which I'm glad they figured it out without going to court. It just
well, easy fix. Rockstars look like that forever, and Remedy's logo sucks.
Yeah.
It looks like I need to clear my eyes out. So
yeah, mirror image.
Be cool for them to get a new logo, regardless.
We're gonna jump into back in PlayStation, but not really PlayStation. This YouTuber made a PS5 tablet. Did you see this?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's cool. It's a use case type situation though. Like you got to have a use for that. But if you do, it's pretty cool.
Just the idea also, that happening in.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I love how smart people are.
Yeah. All right. This was announced. Apple Vision Pro.
I want them. They're so expensive.
Yeah, they are.
Also, they're getting weird reviews.
Yeah, there it is.
The reviews are like, it's completely unnecessary, and I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to do with it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't know, what is it? $2,300?
Yeah, $25 after tax. And,
yeah, know. Scroll up. I could be wrong on the price. Click pre-order up there.
$3,500.
Or $291 for 12 months. I'll tell you what's crazy about that number is you could get a fucking car for that price.
Right. And if you look over here, that's for the 256 gigabyte one. The 512 is $369 and the 1 terabyte is $3,899.
Friend of the show, Marshall 205, convinced me to go with the smaller Quest headset and I've already filled it up. Mm. So something to keep in mind when you're buying that Vision Pro, maybe get that one that costs more than a house.
Yep.
Do I think it's cool? I'm sure. Is it well made? It's Apple. I know that it is, but I can't spend $3,500 on it.
Yeah, but I watched some of the tech reviews on it. It looks like that's the shell is supposed to be like cloth, but it's really not. It just has a look. There's a lot of MetaQuest games coming out.
Oh, Micro Machines.
Yeah, there's a lot on this list. Toy Trains, which we've talked about before.
Townsmen. I watched the trailer for it. It looks pretty cool. It gives me Dino Frontier vibes.
Mm-hmm. And then this game, Bulletstorm. I played Bulletstorm way back in the day.
Yeah, I forget about that game every time until we talk about it.
Until comes VR. I'm just going to scroll. Stranger Things, Swarm 2.
Which I think Swarm is just on the Meta Plus.
Yeah.
The first one.
Tiger Blade, Underdogs.
Yeah. Underdogs. No offense, but Tiger Blade sounds like the genericest game title.
Mm-hmm. Soul Most Covenant, Attack on Titan VR, Next Move.
Next Move looks like a shit your pants experience.
Yeah, because it looks like realistic. Astro Hunters, Throwback, Defy, Final Fury. Wander, Veil VR, Death Game Hotel, Silent Slayer, Warp Lab, Putt Puzzle, a putting game, Red Flower.
Putzle?
That was Putzel.
Putzel.
Let's see. 10 Hearts VR, Ancient Board Games, Cosmic Override, Next Player Please, Behemoth, Laser Dance, Taskmaster VR, Halfbreak Announce.
Thrill of the Fight 2.
Okay, yeah. Contractors Showdown. And that was it. That's just a lot of games, which is awesome that people are, we're going to get all these games just this month alone.
I'm telling you, I don't know what the problem is over at PlayStation and the lack of what seem to be titles for the PSVR 2 mm-hmm. or engagement, but the MetaQuest store, every time I log on, is different stuff.
Yeah.
There are so many games. I just told you I already have 50 titles installed. There's so many games to play over there.
Yeah, and they keep on cranking them out, which I love for VR.
And they've been running decent sales finally. Like I've got some of those games, what I consider to be pretty damn cheap for what they are. And so, I don't know. I feel like that environment on the Meta side is completely different than the environment on the PlayStation mm-hmm. side. And it kind of sucks because I need them all to work together.
Right. And like we were talking about, we do like that you get the credit if you refer the game and they get a discount.
Oh, it's so cool. Every time we buy something, everybody should refer everything.
Mm-hmm. And then I also got a little email saying I get a $7 credit on the game.
Yeah, like there's no reason not to refer it. Like if I buy something, I'm going to put it in the chat with you guys on the off chance that you want to buy it. I get $5 and you get 25% off.
Mm-hmm. All right. So this is two things I wanted to talk to you about. There's two stories, but they're simultaneously together. Here's one. It's a retailer in the UK. There's a retailer company called Game. It's a physically ending physical trade-ins.
Now, I could be wrong, but Game used to be owned by GameStop.
I think so. And then the other one, there's Ubisoft's subs boss says it's people need to start feeling comfortable not owning games, like actually physically own them, because everything's going digital.
So, I assume that by calling him sub boss, he is probably the boss of Ubisoft Plus.
Yeah.
Like the digital, their platform.
Yep.
So he would say that.
Mm-hmm. Because he wants everything to go digital.
It's his job.
Yeah. So that's two things that I guess, because we know everything is going to go digital. Physical copies aren't being sold as I think we looked at it before, was like almost half the people are buying digital and half are still buying physical. I think it's like 53-47 or something like that when we looked last year.
I have hope. I have hope. Yeah. It doesn't go away.
Yep. All right. So the last news of everyone's favorite part of the show, unless you got something else, we're going to talk a Lego real quick.
No, I'm good. Go ahead.
Okay. So Lego has announced that they're doing the Lego tree from Zelda, the Deku tree. There's a rumor out there saying it's going to be 2,500 pieces. It's going to be released around 2024. And this is some of the mock-up ideas people are thinking it's going to be, but it's going to be more massive than that.
Yeah. It's cool. I don't think I'm interested in it.
But I like the aspect of it's going like gaming. They're going to go, they're bringing more video game stuff out there.
Yeah. I like this. If it comes out looking like that Mario stuff, I really dislike what they did with Mario.
Yeah.
Now, I love like the question mark block and, you know, some of the Bowser.
Yeah, Bowser was cool. Question mark block. The actual Nintendo.
The NES itself, the Atari. Those are all cool. Pac-Man. I don't love the route that they decided to go with Mario. I get the tie-in. I get that it's for kids, but could have been for me too.
So this treehouse that they built, Lego set 21318, did was really popular. So I think that's what inspired them to do the Zelda one.
Yeah.
If you want to know the Zelda set and look it up, like some rumors, it's a set 213. I'm sorry. No, it's not. Where's it at? I had it up. Oh, then I'm sorry. I don't have the number now. They had the number for what it was, but I lost it. In one of the.
Rest in peace.
Yep. All right. The last thing I want to bring up is this right here, this little telephone booth.
Love it.
I think you might like that one.
I already love it.
So on there, there's on the very top, there's this little button. If you press that, the lights turn on inside the booth.
I love everything about that set, even if it didn't do that.
And then people were saying you can use this as a phone holder in the back here by the gate. There's a little slot. People were sliding their cell phones in there.
It's just a gorgeous set.
Yeah, see, look, he's got his phone right there.
How much is it?
It's going to be the actual website. We'll take $115.
That comes out February 4th. I mean, it's right around the corner. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of set I could get behind. It's an old London telephone box. I have a love for payphones.
Mm-hmm. And inside, you can change the different phone style out, too.
It's also just cool looking. Like, the path, everything. It's tidy. It's not too big. What's the piece count?
It is 1,460.
Oh, you mean just look at the giant number at the bottom? Yeah, it's not. That's a good set. I like that a lot.
There's where you can put the phone cord through.
That's cool. It's neat. I like it. I may get it.
There's a light.
Yeah, I might just get that one. It's been a while since I bought a set.
Yeah, this one's really cool. So it's the Lego London telephone box. If you guys are looking, it's set 21347. This was just announced with a bunch of other stuff, but I thought this one you might like. So I wanted to show you.
Yeah, it's cool.
And that's all I have for today.
Same. I'm cold.
All right. As usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Follow us on our socials at @game_stitch, @HoffinShow. That was episode 574. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.